going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
To the camera and John Ritchie. 94 WIP. Rhea and Seltzer are both out. They'll both be back later in the week. Got Devin here. And Fran? Nice job filling in for Seltzer, man.
Yeah, you think so? You think he's doing a nice job?
Except you just stopped the music. Well, you stopped the music
yeah,
after 3 seconds.
Yeah, bad job there, Franny.
No, just end all music after 2 seconds.
Yeah, that's like 10.
Well done. Yeah, really, ooh, really good job. Fran, here I am giving you a little compliment, and you cranked the music
and
down.
He did, yeah, no slide yeah. of the yeah,
come on, there's a slider.
I'm just looking to feel for it.
Come on, slide the slider,
I produced you guys back
man.
In the midday show like 3 years
slide
ago.
Slide yeah, the gotta, slider.
Yeah, come on, man. Right. Well, if Romano can put it together, you can. Yeah, right?
All right, well, you know, bad start, but better finish.
Okay, well, like I said, better than Seltzer, that's for sure. All right, let's listen to Elliot.
He owned up to that, though.
He did, unlike
did you see
James.
That?
Yes, unlike James.
He said
accountability.
Bad start. It really wasn't a bad start,
no.
Man. Like,
wasn't
we're
a bad
just
start.
Kidding.
It was bad. No, I wasn't kidding. In 7:02, you did
He's
a bad
kidding.
Job. Otherwise, you did good.
You're doing awesome, man.
He's doing
even
fine.
Though you went corporate.
I was
going to
say, even though you called me
haircut.
Corporate, you were kind of getting at me during the break. So
well,
I don't know.
Franny with the Franny's going so corporate.
There
but you
go.
Look really sharp.
Oh,
really
thank you.
Sharp.
Appreciate
dressed
it.
Up today, too.
Yeah, just like you. Yeah, you're flower.
Sort of.
Well, so that's a sort of to say the least. All right, let's listen on
what
the.
What do you mean?
Well, if that's called dressed up, then
it's a collared shirt.
John.
You're not wearing a collared
no,
shirt.
But I don't claim to be dressed up. I mean, people on YouTube are
I'm
well
not
aware.
Claiming dressed up.
Well, he has an excuse. He can he's
collared
trying to rep
shirt.
Yeah.
Well. He's trying to rep Kyle McCord. So,
you're right. Saying that you dressed up a little?
No. Not at all. Yeah. What I am saying is let's get to this audio of what Elliot told, because John, you and I came in on Friday convinced that Jahad Campbell was replacing N'Kobe Dean.
Yep.
And then Elliot's like, I don't really.
Not so fast.
I don't
guys.
Think so. Let's listen to Elliot. Fran, I need you to look at me. Let's listen to Elliot talking the other day about Jahad Campbell.
Howie says it has nothing to do with N'Kobe Dean.
Which I agree with, by the way.
No way, Elliot. It means N'Kobe's not on the team in 12
does
months.
Does N'Kobe Dean think it has nothing to do with N'Kobe
Well,
Dean?
Look, N'Kobe might not be on the team in 12 months, but to compare Jahad Campbell to N'Kobe Dean, I think is misreading who Jahad Campbell is as
well,
a player.
Well, only if you're right that he's going outside, if that is
he
where
he is. That is where he is going to play. That is where he's going. Now, look, they
he's
might
not
going
to play inside linebacker next to Zach Bond?
He'll play some of it in his rookie year, and I think that he'll take snaps there. But in my opinion, this is an edge player. That's
so
how they
he's
view
on
him.
One edge, and Nolan Smith is on the
yes,
other edge?
Yes, I think that is how they view his best. I mean, just, A, look at him. Like, does he look like N'Kobe Dean? He looks much more like Micah Parsons. He looks much more
N'Kobe
like
Dean's...
Abdul Carter.
I was shocked, John, when he said it. Shocked. But, you know, I mean, maybe he's right. By the way, the piece of audio, I want to play some audio because there was something in particular that alerted him to that this was what it would be. Let me play Howie talking at the Thursday night press conference. This was late Thursday. This was part of what gave Elliot the impression that Campbell would be an edge rusher more than an inside linebacker. Here's Howie from late on Thursday night.
This is a guy who was recruited from IMG at Alabama as an edge rusher, hand and dirt edge rusher. They had some injuries at Alabama. They played him off the ball. You see his explosiveness and his speed. And really, you know, it's kind of interesting, and we talked about this a lot. You know, you see it. You see Penn State give them a lot of credit for what they've done. They've had guys off the ball move to edge rushers. Obviously, their last two guys who've been drafted really high, they started off the ball and they moved to edge rushers. Vic does a tremendous job with getting guys who have pass rush ability to be versatile players like that. And I think what's really fun is that those guys who have that versatility, who can go out on the edge and get pressure as a rusher, and he's got speed, he's got power as an edge rusher, he was trained as an edge rusher, and then he's got the versatility to play off the ball and blitz from depth and play in space, in pass coverage, as an off-ball linebacker. And so the things that you can do and keep all these players on the field.
You know, I mean, John, maybe Elliott's instincts are right.
Well, it sounds to me like he's...
If so,
be,
we misread it.
Well, I, not necessarily. I mean, what he's describing is a guy who's moving all around and off the ball and on the ball and doing versatile things, dropping to zones while also rushing the passer. Like, this is, we've seen this done. Micah Parsons, off the ball, he stems up to the edge of the line of scrimmage and he becomes that, you know, edge guy at times. It's just such a chess piece.
I was struck by Cooper DeJean, though. From what I sensed last year, he really settled into one role, which was the slot corner role.
Yes.
And my point is that, you know, these players that have tremendous versatility, I think more often than not, an organization, particularly early in the career, wants to just assign them a role and have them do it. I'm not saying that there's not going to be some versatility to Campbell's game, but do I, like, for instance, do I expect he's going to play 50% of the snaps as an edge and 50% of the snaps as an inside starting linebacker? No, I don't. I think they're going to assign him a role. I think you'll see some versatility within that role, but I don't think he's going to be back and forth guy. Like, there's a substitution. Nolan Smith goes off the field and N'Kobe Dean comes on the field and Jihad Campbell switches his position from first to second down. I'd be shocked by that. We'll see. Let's go to the phones. By the way, the Phil's in a wild card spot right now. Well, at least tied for one, if you don't know that, after winning 2 of 3. Philly's even had the tied for the wild card spot yesterday morning, I think with 5 teams. Now they're tied with 2 teams for a wild card spot number 3. Long way to go. To the phones, let's get to George right now. George, good morning.
Hey, what's going on, Joe?
Hey, buddy.
Once again, and what's going on, John?
Hi.
Hey, once again, I disagree with you on this with an issue. But, you know, the whole thing is about his father. You know what I mean? What can his father do to the NFL team to destroy it? Nothing. Two, he's a first round or second round at best a quarterback talent. I'm glad for the Giants. They took the lesser of a talent. I'm happy for them. I'm happy the Giants took Jason Dart. You know what I mean? You're gonna tell me Jackson Dart is better than Shadur Sanders?
Sanders, yeah.
You can't say that. Now you tried to make them.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Zoe. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning. Because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
A fourth round, fifth round pick. You know, NFL did that, but his talent didn't do that. So when he goes,
I think his mouth was part of that, George. I mean, if you talk about, I'm going to change culture. Like, boy, that's going to turn off a lot of successful teams. That's going to turn off a lot of successful teams.
But you're trying to make him a backup that's going to be on a practice.
I'm not
squad.
Trying to make him. I'm not trying to make him anything. We'll see what he does. I don't know.
That's what you said. I'm just telling you what.
Wait. You said I never even mentioned the practice squad.
You made him a fifth round pick. That.
Wait, me or the NFL? Me or the NFL?
NFL.
Oh, you keep saying
you're mimicking the NFL. Okay. You're mimicking the NFL. So I get it. I get it. You're mimicking
George,
NFL.
The NFL teams didn't want to draft him in the first 4 rounds. That's their choice. That's not my choice.
Yeah, I get that part. You're mimicking. Why wouldn't they draft him? You telling me that Dart was a better prospect?
No, I don't know.
You telling me Gabriel was a better prospect?
George.
That's what you're telling me?
Me or the NFL?
The NFL.
You guys, there's a difference between I am not the NFL. George. Hold on a second. You got to take a breath. Number one, Joe DeCamera is not the NFL, and the NFL is not Joe DeCamera. If you're talking about me, here's my opinion. Who's better between Dart and Sanders? You ready? I have no clue.
Yeah, you're gonna say that, but every expert has a clue, and they say he is better.
Well, apparently not. Mel Kiper thinks he's better. Apparently, the New York Giants don't, or at least think it's worth it. See, here's the deal: you can. There's quality of player, but then there is the issue of what baggage are you going to bring to the table? I mean, Deion Sanders talked about he wasn't going to let his son play for certain teams. That's part of the equation, right?
Well, you make decisions about him, about his father, it's wrong. It's wrong. And the last one I have to say is his dad is his agent. I get it. Yeah. But his dad is his agent. I get it. But okay. It's about Deion Sanders. Deion Sanders can't bring down an NFL team.
Deion has done a lot to help him, but Deion hurt him in this process. He did. George, give me an answer, my man. What was unbelievable?
All right, you cut me off. All right, Ben Simmons. NBA player that won't shoot.
That's a good answer. That's a great answer.
Yeah, that was an unbelievable situation.
It was. The guy simply wouldn't, even when he was like 8 feet from the basket, he wouldn't shoot.
But then we had another guy who also wouldn't shoot.
If he combined them, that would have even been a better answer.
How did we, as a city, get both guys who, I don't know, like in the history of basketball.
It really is crazy.
Refused to shoot.
It might have been a mental issue. It might have been a shoulder issue with the second guy. I'd never seen anything like
it. What did they call it with the shoulder?
It was thoracic syndrome, something.
Impingement or outlet syndrome, I think.
Something like that.
Yeah. All right, I want to get to Deion. Listen to Deion. This was leading up to the draft. Deion Sanders in I don't know if it was March or April, exactly when it was, but Deion leading up to the draft, talking about Shedeur Sanders. Here's Deion.
Have you told him privately who you would like for him to play for?
It's not like who I would like for him to play for. It's a couple teams that I won't allow him to play for. This is my profession. I know what's behind the curtain. We ain't got to get back there for me to understand what's not prominent for my son. I'm not doing it.
Look, that hurt him. That hurt Shedeur Sanders. Let me play one more piece of audio. This is Shedeur Sanders himself in the pre-draft process talking about culture and more. This really set Shedeur Sanders back.
If you ain't trying to change the franchise or the culture, don't give me. So you should know history repeats itself over and over and over, and I've done it over and over and over, so it should be no question why an NFL franchise should pick me. You think I'm worried about what critics say or what people got to say? You know who my dad is? They hated on him too. So it's like it's almost normal. Without people hating, it's not normal for us. So we like the adversity. We like everything that comes with the name. That's why we are who we are.
I felt bad for him from this standpoint. There's a lot to feel bad about for him this weekend. One of which is he obviously had certain advantages as his dad's son. Training, you know, economic realities, obviously a rich family and stuff like that create advantages. But a major disadvantage was the bravado that Deion has, that Deion could back up as a top five pick and perhaps the greatest NFL cornerback of all time. Not everybody is the greatest at their position of all time. And like Shedeur Sanders, there was such an arrogance to how he presented himself, and he got so much of that obviously from Deion. John, I think it really set him back in this process.
But he also, according to those the draft experts, was just extremely well liked and just a good teammate and incredibly tough. Yeah. And
I've heard that too. He's accurate and tough. I know.
A leader who the guys respected because he led by example. He wasn't just talking. You know, he was going out there behind a terrible offensive line and getting blasted every week, I might add. Yet showed up, played well, was accurate, somehow didn't seem to get the same, like, seeing ghost things that a lot of quarterbacks get at times. Like, it cost him how bad his teammates were around him. And I do think it's such a shame. He's better than where he was drafted. There's no doubt about it. The fact that a quarterback was taken two rounds ahead of him in this draft
on the Browns.
Same team. I know.
Think about how crazy that is.
All right, coming up, more on the Dallas Goedert situation with no tight end picked by the Eagles. Also, we'll get to the Phils, more on the Phils. Sheil Kapadia at 7:30. Phone calls on all these topics. Joe to Cameron, John Ritchie. It's 94 WIP. All right, let me tell you about FanDuel Sportsbook. Obviously, so many games going on these days, so many ways to bet and win, and all of it there for you with FanDuel Sportsbook in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. You know, so many ways to go about it, and that means when you're talking about the NBA playoffs, player props, points scored, rebounds, assists, triple-doubles, all the different ways you can bet, including game-by-game, who's going to win the game, point spread, and, of course, in the end, who's going to win the championship. Find the better bets that works for you and lock it in at FanDuel.com/hammer. You can bet in-game, live betting in-game. You can also, of course, score big with a same-game parlay. So many ways to get about it, and all of it with you at the chance to get $250 in bonus bets. That's right, $250. If your first $5 bet wins at FanDuel.com/hammer. Find the better bets that work for you, including baseball. Obviously, games roll on day by day. Local squad always going to get back at it. FanDuel.com/hammer.